This is KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Welcome back to This Week in Weed. It's May, and spring is in full bloom, but something besides the flowers are budding. Once again, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Washington, D.C. has introduced the Safe Banking Act, which would clear the way for legal cannabis operations to use the banking system. Senators as different as Kentucky Republican Rand Paul and California's Alex Padilla are on board with the legislation. If SAFE makes it through committees, which it looks like it has a good shot at, it could go up for a vote on the Senate floor for the first time. Joining us to discuss this big development in pot policy is Leafly senior editor David Downs. Hey there, David.
Hey, Matt.
Okay, so what exactly would the Safe Banking Act do, and why is this so important?
What the Safe Banking Act does is it prohibits banking regulators from targeting banks who provide banking services to the legal cannabis industry. Right now, all banks are subject to money laundering charges and losing their federal depository insurance, which translates into a lot of fees for those banks to collect from cannabis businesses. It's important to mention that hundreds of banks are serving the cannabis industry, and if you're a big cannabis business, like one that's publicly traded, you're finding a way to get banking because you're just paying more for it. So the current regime really punishes small operators who report losing their checking accounts, losing their payroll, the inability to get loans, let alone small business association loans or credit. A lot of these operators will encounter trouble trying to get a home loan, or a lawyer, or landlords can get in trouble, and their insurers. Just in California last year, we had to make it clear that insurers weren't committing a crime if they were insuring cannabis businesses. And what it turns out into in terms of the experience for the consumer is that you have to use cash when you're in a store instead of a debit card. And if you do use a debit card, it's treated like an ATM with a crazy fee. And all that cash floating around in a $20 billion industry equals injuries and robberies and deaths of cannabis licensees.
So we have talked about the Safe Banking Act in the past. It stalled in last year's Congress. Does the energy surrounding this latest push to get it passed feel different?
We have new members on the Senate Banking Committee where the rubber hits the road, but cannabis remains a political football on Capitol Hill. We also know that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has already said that he wants to see more social equity provisions be put into safe banking. They tried to do that in the past, and they run into Republicans who find that idea kind of a poison pill. A lot of Republicans on the far right see the idea of social equity as just like a non-starter, that we don't really need it, that the free market is the way to ensure equal access to opportunity in America. You know, safe banking's passed the House 7 times. It's never passed the Senate. And now that there's been a changeover in Congress, it remains to be seen how it'll progress this time.
Well, I mean, we're both emphasizing the fact that this is bipartisan. I mean, Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Democrat Jeff Merkley of Oregon are among the lawmakers who introduced this latest version of SAFE. The fact that you've got Montana and Oregon and Republicans and Democrats all backing this, what does that tell you about how the view of cannabis, I suppose, has shifted in the moment we find ourselves in now?
There's a lot of places now where local legislators are going to be hearing from local constituents about the need for cannabis law reform. Another factor is cannabidiol and hemp legalization. That really put the word of hemp producers in Kentucky in the ear of people like Senator Mitch McConnell. So there's crazy new cross currents in legalization in America.
Zooming in on California, what would the impact of a safe passage be? Would it be a sort of rising tide that lifts all boats? Or would a place like California, where we've had marijuana legal for years, would we see an outsized effect here?
We're going to see small business operators be able to avail themselves of the banking services and be better able to tread water in this really tumultuous environment. It could result in lower cost to consumers because the cost of banking would go down for those producers. And it would be another tailwind in terms of federal reform, as well as even at the local level. If you can say like, hey, if you're worried about crime, we can put our money in our banks now, which was something we couldn't do up to this point.
Would a passage of SAFE be a harbinger of down the road legalization, do you think?
It's all going to take incremental steps. These are all chips in the wall, so to speak, whether it's banking, whether it's expungements, whether it's social equity, whether it's the taxation. Prohibition is a 7-layer cake, and we're just going to have to just chip away at it and take it fork by fork down to the bedrock before it really goes away.
We've been talking banking and bud with Leafly senior editor David Downs. David, thanks as always.
Thank you.